We have been discussing how to relate to Psukah deZimra, the Mizmarim, the different parts of Ashrei Halalukas that seem very repetitive, and we've been discussing how to break it down into individual parts, manageable parts that we can focus on perhaps one a day, and this way truly find meaning in what we're saying. And the same process of dividing each aspect of Psukah deZimra that we have spoken about till now in the Halalukas, let's examine Hayudu, right? The beginning of Psukah deZimra, Hayudu Hashem, and break it down into sections so that we can appreciate how each concept is a world in itself. So Hayudu Hashem, that's one concept. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Hayudu Hashem. We have so much to thank for, and we can concentrate on any one of them. Thank you for our eyes, our ears, our lives, our parnasa, the endless details of our existence. Someone who just had a procedure on his eyes. After he had his procedure, he came over to me and told me, you just don't realize what you're saying when you say Pekeach Ivrim in the morning. It's only when things start to act up that we begin really to appreciate it. Then we say Kiru Vishmai. Call out in His name. This is a whole different kind of Avodas Hashem. It's different than thanking Hashem. Kiruv Shema means we're going to get up onto a platform and announce His existence to everybody. Then we say, Haydi'u Ba'amim. Haydi'u Ba'amim means let all the nations of the world know. Not the Jews, Ba'amim, the nations of the world. So let's picture this. Imagine you've become a famous speaker, being flown all over the globe, New York, France, England, Moscow, India, China, South Africa, to give an inspiring lecture to world leaders and the general populace all about Hashem, introducing them to Hashem, those who don't know, and explaining His creation, His deed, Nifla Isab, Haydiu V'amim, let all the nations know. And so this visualization, this picture, is just a whole different form of Avodas Hashem in and of itself. Next, we say Shiruloi Zamruloi. So we're back in our living room again, and we're praising Hashem, but in two very different forms of praise, Shira and Zimra. Each one is unique, each has its own beauty. And Be'ez Hashem, the next Shir, will explain the difference between Shira and Zimra. Then we say Sichu B'chol Nefla'isav. Discuss, talk about all His amazing wonders. Picture ourselves sitting next to a friend and having a coffee, whatever it is, and discussing the Nefloyes HaBarei, whether in the creation of the world, in the human body, or things that we can witness in our daily lives, in our children, people around us. Then we say, His Halalu B'Shem Kachay. This is also such a beautiful concept, such an integral concept. Take pride and honor in the name of Hashem. We have great pride in the fact that Hashem is our King, our Father. Just as someone whose father has achieved something amazing, has become famous through a tremendous action, they'll take great pride and joy in this, and they'll tell everybody about it. That's my father, really. It's my father that did that. So when we talk about Hashem and His achievements, we have to swell up with pride. This is our Hashem. We are His children. He has also guaranteed me that whenever I need to speak to Him, the door is always open. So this is how all the concepts of Shiras and Tishbachas and Tehillim that we say in Psukah deZimra can be broken down into individual parts. One day we can think about one, and the next day another. And with a little time and patience, it can become natural. When we say these words, these images immediately come to mind without any extra effort. And then we will have such an appreciation for each word, each segment of Psukah deZimra. If we can add this amount of reality and complexity to how we daven, how we say Psukah deZimra, it will become a very enjoyable experience, working our way through all the different connections we have with Hashem. And we can begin to realize what Chazal said, Kol ha'omer shira ba'olam hazeh, zeicha va'omra la'olam haba.